email this week from a scared teacher. And as I read the email, my heart was absolutely breaking. But I also thought, I'm confident other teachers are feeling this exact same way. And I think when we start reaching out to people for support and reaching out to people for guidance, that brings us together. In fact, that's why I started the Teacher Talk Line Hotline, which is a phone number that you can call and ask questions. And I will give you advice. I will try to give you an unbiased opinion. I will give you support. And that is what this teacher did, except they said they were scared to leave a voicemail. Now, we're going to dive into that email and you're going to hear the problem. And I wonder if you can relate. But before we do that, will you grab your phone? If you're not driving, will you grab your phone and add a number to it? The number is 815-780-9505. And that is a hotline number that is set up specifically for the This Teacher Life podcast. Because if you've got a problem, I want to help you solve it. If you've got something that is weighing heavy on your heart and head and you think that other people could benefit from hearing about that problem and kind of troubleshooting, call that number, 815-780-9505. Now, due to the call volume that talk line hotline is getting, I'm not able to release every single voicemail and turn it into an episode, but I do want you to know that that is an open forum for you. I'm going to see what I can do to help support you and help support other fellow teachers. So, what is causing this teacher to be fearful? What is the problem that I'm going to present in this episode? Stick around, because I'm confident that you have shared these exact same feelings.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life.
We are going to dive right into the communication that I received. It said, "Hi, Monica. I've listened to your podcast for a few years now, and I love it. It is my favorite podcast to listen to while driving to school. I recently switched school districts after spending 17 years at the same school. At my old school, I had so much fun with colleagues. I would laugh with them all the time. We felt like a team. Everybody was goofy, and it made being at work a joy. Behavior started to escalate at that school to the point where I couldn't take it anymore, and I decided I needed something new, so I applied for a new job at a neighboring district. I have now been at that district for 2 years, and I hate to say this, but going to work isn't fun anymore. I don't feel connected to the other teachers. It doesn't feel like people are wanting to be goofy with kids, but the behaviors are so much better, and that makes classroom management less stressful, and that has helped my family. Part of the reason why I'm sending this as an email instead of leaving a voicemail is that I'm nervous that my principal listens to your podcast and would recognize my voice. Is that normal, to be scared of your principal? People say the grass isn't always greener on the other side. And unfortunately, I admit that I am feeling that. What do I do? Do I go back to my old district? I've actually looked. There are job openings, and my team of teachers is begging me to return, But in a lot of ways, I'm actually really happy where I'm at, and it feels nice to be less stressed. Help. Wow. Okay. So many things to unpack in this communication. And let me begin by saying, as I was reading that, I can actually relate to that on a whole lot of levels. From somebody who has been in this career now for 15 years and has taught in two very different districts, I get the feeling of like, wow, things are really, really different here compared to there. Now, I know some of you haven't ever switched districts. There are some of you who've like, I've been in the same classroom, in the same school for like 20 something years, and that's amazing. So even if you've never switched schools or switched districts, I do wonder if you've noticed changes. In fact, this email is something that I talk a lot about with teachers, but even more recently, I have had this conversation with so many school leaders, so many principals. When I am sitting down to do consulting in a school, whether it's social and emotional learning consulting or student engagement and student motivation consulting, where I'm there not just to do PD, but maybe I'm there in your school district doing long-term work, this is a conversation that has come up so many times in the past couple of years. And so I kind of want to target this email like I would target a conversation with a principal. Because I noticed that there was kind of a theme. The person who sent me this email said, at my old school, I had so much fun with colleagues. We laughed all the time. We felt like we were a part of a team. You even said, people are goofy and it makes being at work a joy. Do you know what that's about? That's about smiles. And I think there are schools out there where staff and students are smiling. And that's freaking awesome. I think that teachers deserve to walk into their schools and smile. I think that students deserve to walk into their schools and smile. I think that every single staff member deserves to walk into a school and smile and feel happy and laugh and feel joy. That is a sentiment that we need from a school. And I'm so glad that that person experienced that in their previous district. Let me ask you, as a listener, are you experiencing smiles right now in your school? Are you smiling with students? Are you smiling with staff? Are you smiling at the fact that, like, you get to be a part of a school? Because that, I think, if we're looking at like sentiments, is like 50% of what we need is just to have a good time. We deserve to love our job, because you know what happens when we don't love our job? We go seek something else. And we've seen that. Like, it is not a shock that people are leaving schools, that people are saying, I'm not going to be a teacher anymore. You have never probably met somebody who's like, I freaking love going to school every single day, but I'm quitting. And you're like, why? Well, my principal is amazing and they're fun and my teachers are fun and the kids are fun, but I'm leaving. Like, that's not the conversation that happens. It's because, like, I'm stressed and I'm struggling. In fact, that's what happened to this teacher. They said, it got to the point where I couldn't take it anymore because behaviors were starting to escalate. Okay, they were having fun, but then the sentiment switched from smiles to yikes. In fact, what I would argue is it went from smiles to systems. Here's what I mean by that. The teacher goes to this new school district and they say, guess what? All of a sudden, I'm less stressed. All of a sudden, classroom management is easier. All of a sudden, things are better for my family because I'm not freaking out, because I'm not frustrated. Do you know what I think probably exists in that school? Systems. I bet there are systems in that school that help with behavior management. I bet there are systems in that school that help with, hey, kids are falling behind. I bet there are systems in that school that celebrate the successes of kids. What I have found is that if schools want to be super, super, super successful, there has to be a balance between smiles and systems. There has to be this balance of, yes, working in this building is so much fun. And when it's not, there is a system in place that I can go to help with the problem. I think that's just true. So here's what's going on. The teacher said, you know, people say grass isn't always greener on the other side. They traded smiles for systems. And now that they've got systems in place and there's less stress, you know what they want more of? Smiles. This teacher is not doing anything wrong by saying, I'm questioning my move. Because I think it's a natural inclination as a human to say, can there be both? And I think the answer is yes. Schools can have smiles and can have systems. So let me ask you right now, how are the systems at your school? Is there a behavior management system? Is there a students are falling behind system? Is there a celebration of students system? Is there an accountability system for teachers? Because what sometimes happens is when there are systems and systems and systems and systems, if all the school has is systems, then there's not as many smiles because all of a sudden things feel so serious. In fact, I think that's what's happening in this email because it seems pretty serious if the teacher is saying, I'm scared to leave a voicemail because I think my principal might hear my voice. And then there's probably a system for punishment. There's probably a system that says, like, you can't do that. So when schools have all smiles, things start to break down because it's so fun focused. We deserve to have fun. But when a school is all systems, there is a breakdown of that too, because it's like, God, it's so serious. I feel like everyone's walking on eggshells around here. So if that's true, and I think it is, in my experience in both of my districts that I've worked in, there's that, okay, this is really, really fun versus like, oh God, there's a lot of stress and a struggle because everyone's just kind of trying to fly by the seat of their pants and figure out what works, right? There can be a balance. In fact, I would say right now, honestly, just for me, I can't speak to my school district. I can't speak to, you know, all of my colleagues, but for me personally right now, I think I do have balance on this. I think my school has some really great systems in place. I'm personally having a lot of fun with students. I personally have a lot of great systems in place. And so even if your school isn't smiling, or even if your school doesn't have systems, we can ask ourselves this question on a personal level. Do you, as an individual teacher, have a lovely balance of smiles and systems? Because if it's all smiles, it's just chaotic sometimes. But if it's all systems, I think we go into crisis because we start to question things on, God, is this really what this job is all about? Writing kids up and filling out paperwork and having this like never-ending Google Doc so we have accountability? Is that really what this is? I think that striking that balance can be difficult, but when it occurs, what a huge game changer. And if you as an individual or you as a school are currently struggling with that balance, stick around for the second part of this episode that's coming up in 1 minute, because I'm going to give you some solutions on how to strike that balance. The power that is packed into these 20 to 30 minute podcast episodes that get released every single week is tremendous. But this is just the audio. You're listening, I'm talking, It's not a conversation. It's not the kind of professional development that can always bring us to brand new levels, because the professional development that brings us to brand new levels is when we are all as a staff coming together, or as a committee coming together, or as a group of leaders coming together, and we are all hearing the same message. We are all experiencing the same solutions. We are all workshopping together. We are all troubleshooting together. That is powerful professional development, and that is what I want to provide to your school, to your district, to your team. I also love providing hands-on, in-depth troubleshooting PD to schools all across the country. We can do that virtually. We can do that in person. We can do that in small groups. We can do that over the course of your entire district. If you and your staff or you and your leaders are seeking something different because you know that your school or your students need a change, you need that motivation, you need that boost in climate and culture, you need those strategies to connect on a social and emotional level, or to help teachers remind each other why we do what we do on a daily basis, I would love to partner and provide that PD for you. I am always looking at my teaching calendar and balancing that with my speaking calendar to figure out, can we bring awesome professional development to you? I want you to go to monicagenta.com/PD. That's Monica, GENTA.com/PD, as in professional development. Because on that website, I've got a video to tell you more about some things that I can offer. It shows you the energy, it shows you the enthusiasm, and it shows you the possibilities on how we can take things to new levels for your staff and for your school. If you're a teacher listening, drop that link to your principal. If you're a principal listening, click that link and send me an email to say, Monica, I would love to bring you to my staff. As a teacher, I think one of the most powerful things that we can have is meaningful, relevant, practical PD. And now the question is, how can I partner with you to provide that to your school for your students? Go to monicagenta.com/PD to make that happen. Let's get something on the calendar together. So for the second part of this episode, what I want to do is drop four ideas. Two ideas if you're a teacher, two ideas if you are a school leader. Because now that we've seen it's about smiles and systems and striking that balance, I think we do kind of internally have to reflect, where do we lean? Do you lean more towards, yeah, we have a lot of fun, but I could use more systems? Or you're like, no, I got systems in my classroom, but I don't know if my students would say things are fun. If you're a principal, are you like, my staff knows I love them, but maybe you could use a new system? Or maybe you're like, no, we're very rigid at my school. I've got systems. We are dotting our I's and crossing our T's. Okay, but could we afford to laugh a little bit more in your school? Before I even share these ideas, though, I want you to know that there is nothing wrong with any of those four categories. We all have our strengths, right? We all have our skills. We all have our strengths. It's probably why you were hired. But I think when we take our strengths and strike a balance for systems and smiles, that's when we really start thriving. That's when students find more success. That's when teachers start sticking around and we're not constantly rehiring for new positions because poof, the teacher left. The more we can strike a balance with smiles and systems, the better our school is, the better our staff is, the better our students are. So let's drop some ideas. If you happen to be a teacher who has a lot of fun, right? And you're silly with kids and you're goofy with kids, and like, kids know, God, I really like that teacher because they are so fun. Maybe you're struggling with classroom management. Maybe you're struggling with getting kids to turn in assignments. So here's what I'm going to suggest. Implement a system. I love a three-strike system in my classroom. I've got a three-strike system for nearly every single behavior. I've got a three-strike system for if I need to communicate with home. I've got a 3-strike system for not having a pencil. Like, there is a very specific system in my classroom for those things. Do you have a system, or is it a little bit loosey-goosey? Like, okay, here's another pencil. Okay, here's another copy. Hey, you cussed again. This is the last warning, right? We gotta be a little bit more rigid sometimes to strike that balance. What's your 3-strike system look like for each behavior? Implement it and then follow through on it. If you are a teacher who's got bomb systems, you're like, girl, I invented the 3-strike system. I know a 3-strike system, and there's no gray area. This is rigid, and my kids know it. So maybe it's not about classroom management, but maybe the hard part for you is kids are like, God, they're so strict. They're like, oh, it's just not fun in there. You are probably providing great education to your students, but maybe it's time to just have a little bit of silly with students too. So here's my recommendation. I want you to go to the $1.25 tree, and I want you to get extra toxic warheads. If you don't know what extra toxic warheads are, those are very, very, very sour gumballs that have this candy coating on the outside that makes your teeth feel like they're gonna fall out. And there's like a challenge on the back of it. Like, if you can not take water for the first 5 seconds, you're like pretty good. If you can keep this sour gumball in your mouth for 30 seconds, like you're a champion. If you can have the warhead in your mouth for a full minute, you are the king or the queen of the classroom. It's a ridiculous thing, but kids love sour things, and they are never gonna expect that from you. If you're all about systems and you turn to silly for a second and be like, today, before we dive into the lesson, we're going to have a candy challenge, and you bust out some sour warheads. Wow, that's going to be a really cool moment. Now, if you're like worried about it being sour, it doesn't have to be a sour warhead, but that's what I would do. That sounds fun to me. Now, principals, leaders, deans, curriculum directors. I know that there are principals out there who are like, I love my staff, and my staff knows that I care about them. Just really compassionate people, right? I have worked in a school where the principal is just a teddy bear, and they are fun, and that was awesome. But I gained so much respect for that school leader, who, quite frankly, I loved when they smiled, but I'll tell you, when the relationship went to a whole nother level was when that principal came in the room and said, here's what we need to do. As a school, for this faculty meeting, we're implementing a new zero policy for this school. We got 26 teachers in here doing 26 different things. Some people give a 50%. Some people give a 0. Some people give 100% no matter how late it is. We as a school are creating a system, because it's gotten loosey-goosey and nobody knows what's up from down. So here's our new zeros policy. Now, I'm just using a zeros policy as an example, but I think you get the gist here. Oftentimes when there are smiles in a school, you literally have 36 staff members just doing completely whatever they want. It's okay, everything's fine, which I think is great. I think we need flexibility, but is it time for your school to have a system in place? Is it time for you to have the faculty meeting that says, and here is the system, this is what we're doing? I know sometimes people worry about like dropping the hammer like that, but it is always surprising when you're at a faculty meeting and a principal drops a hammer, and I can't help but kind of laugh because I've been in faculty meetings where staff is like, about time, right? I think it's sometimes appreciated when that happens. Maybe you're a principal who's like, no, we got so many systems. I got a binder of systems. I got a whole academic playbook. We know exactly, step by step, flowchart by flowchart, what is happening in the school. Love it. Love a flowchart. Love a playbook. Love a binder. But maybe at your next staff PD, instead of busting out another flowchart, instead of busting out another system, what if you're like, all right, there's a bus in the front lawn. In the front circle drive, there is a bus. And for today's after-school faculty meeting, I have rented out the bowling alley, and we are going bowling. That's what we are doing. And then you can say something like, let's go be pen pals. Okay, if you are a systems person, they're going to be like, wait, was that a pun? You could say, yes, guys, we are going to the bowling alley and I'm not even bullshitting you. Oh my gosh, right? Seriously, if you need some smiles at school, if you need some smiles with staff, nothing will be more wild than being like, we're going bowling. Or you know what? We're going to the hut. We're going to the Pizza Hut. I'm literally buying pizza and soda for the whole staff. Load up. Let's go. We're going to the hut. And it's not even personal pan pizzas, baby. Unlimited wild cherry Pepsi and unlimited CineSticks for everybody. Your staff won't expect that. I guess what I'm saying is when we need smiles and systems, sometimes what we have to do is shock students. Sometimes what we have to do is shock staff and kind of flip it and see like, hey, there is a balance. I can do both. I can be both. We can have fun and still have really hardcore expectations. We can have systems, but also be silly and smile. So to go back to this teacher who said, you know what? People say the grass isn't always greener on the other side, and I'm sad to admit that feeling. I hear you. There's never going to be a perfect school. You're never going to be a perfect teacher. You're never going to be a perfect principal. We're going to make mistakes while we smile. We're also going to make mistakes as we create these systems. But I think there's more love and more grace and more tolerance and more acceptance and more awesome when we say, but I'm willing to strike that balance between systems and smiles. The grass isn't always greener on the other side. And if you keep running to the next job, to the next classroom, to the next curriculum, and you're hoping that it's gonna be, oh, this is a dream come true, it's not there. It's just not. But we can at least find a balance. And that balance can be during different seasons. There's gonna be some days where you need to have 80% systems, 20% smiles. There's gonna be some days where it's like 100% smiles or having a school-wide assembly. And other days where it's like 100% systems. Get your buns in your classroom because it's too chaotic. If at the end of the year there's a 50-50 balance, I'm confident that staff's gonna be happy, students are gonna be happy, your school's gonna be successful, and that is freaking awesome. So, that's the help. There are job openings in your old school district and people are begging you to come back. I think maybe before you run to the next thing, maybe before you request that change, can you on an individual level strike the balance in your own classroom? And then get your teacher across the hall to try to strike that balance. Because what happens is a ripple effect. And that ripple effect can be freaking great. Guys, I hope this episode was super beneficial. I hope this episode kind of had you having one of those moments like, oh God, yes, I totally understand. Because this is not just happening in your school. This is a very common school problem. And now you've got solutions on how to fix it. If you try one of these ideas, I definitely want to hear about it. And if there's something that I can do to support your school with professional development, a keynote, a workshop, consulting, seriously, I would love to partner with you. You can go to monicajensa.com/PD to start that conversation on how I can help create a catalyst for your school. For right now, thank you for smiling with kids. Thank you for creating systems for kids. But most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.